Peter sinned, says he fell to his knees, he broke down, and he wept bitterly, overcome with his grief, overcome with his shame. And it seems like this thought must have gone through his mind. Because I ask myself this question. Why didn't Peter do the same thing to himself that Judas did? Why didn't Peter go find a field and a tree and a rope and hang himself? I think that as Peter was sitting there in his tears, that he remembered, I remember confessing Jesus as the Christ. And I remember him telling me that the Christ came to be betrayed, to be handed over into the hands of lawless men, to be crucified. And on the third day, he said it. He said he would be raised. He said he would be raised from the dead. And if I just hold out a few days, maybe I'll find Jesus. Maybe I'll be restored to him. And you see that joy. You see the fulfilled promise of Jesus as he stands on that shore. And Peter says, he's here. He's risen. And he leaps out of that boat to swim across the sea. He finds Jesus. And Jesus restores him. Why didn't Peter go kill himself? I think it's because of this. I think Peter was probably the first person in the world to ever sing the words of that old hymn in his heart. I think Peter said this, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Well, because Jesus said he would be alive, I'm going to hold out all my hope and place all my hope in Jesus' resurrection. Because of the resurrection of Jesus, I can be restored to God. I can be restored to Him.